Most of the machines that are used in hospitals are dependent on electricity. If you look at what we call defibrillators, which are pieces of equipment that are designed to revive patients that would have collapsed, those ones use electricity. And the monitoring equipment for patients in intensive care units also depend on electricity for you to monitor a patient closely. And then there are those patients who will be in intensive care units who need assisted breathing, which we call assisted ventilation. The ventilators themselves, most of them depend almost entirely on electricity. There are a few that depend on oxygen, which are called oxygen-driven ventilators, but those ones are not meant for long usage. All those depend on electricity. So electricity is a major component of that.
This problem has been there for 3 days. Why would you think that it has taken so much time to address when electricity is so important in hospitals?
I wouldn't know what exactly is the problem, but from the knowledge that I have about electricity supply in Zimbabwe, that there are various levels where electricity could be short supply. There is the generation capacity that we have at Kariba in the world, which is limited, not adequate to supply the whole country with the total electricity that we need.